Shannon Elbert is the founder of My Trusted HR. They're an organization driving performance, increased communications, and HR strategies for companies. Welcome to the show, Rhiannon.
Thank you.
Really excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah. Well, personally, I am juggling twin teenage daughters and wife and mom, busy. Raising teens is a lot harder than I thought it would be.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old are these teenagers?
14, first year in high school.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And
challenges here and there. Do you think it's harder to help companies clean up HR issues or raise 14-year-old kids?
I think it's similar.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of similarities for sure.
Communication's important. Expectations are important. Uh-huh. Constant communication.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Setting the desired expectations, because how can anyone reach them if they don't know what's expected of them, right?
It's a good point. Yep. That's not always clear. It seems obvious, but I bet there's not that many organizations that are effective at doing that.
Yeah. It seems more obvious than it is, I think, to most companies.
And you would think that since we all sort of know that, it's like setting goals. Like, I know I'm supposed to set goals and the verdict is in. Like, when you do it, it really helps. And expectations, I know that they're important. If I do it, then it's probably going to be better. But here we are. Can't get around to it. Too busy. What is it that prevents organizations from doing it?
I don't know. I think the time that it takes to sit down and really be intentional. I think the draw to the day-to-day hustle and feeling like I don't want to take time away from all of these other activities to, you know, go through this goal setting exercise. And I also think, what happens if they don't reach them? You know, what do you want to set as the checks, as the monitoring process, and then, you know, what essentially is going to happen if they don't reach them, you know?
Yeah. And almost like everything's going fine right now, the company is operating and we're keeping the wheels on. So what
and we know happen? We need profits. Mm-hmm. So everybody's just doing what they do.
Keeping kind of status quo and going outside of that and setting goals and the possibility of not reaching them, it's almost like a loss aversion. I'd rather just avoid the whole exercise.
Yeah.
How very human of us.
Well, it's similar to performance reviews, right? Like, who looks forward to those? Sometimes your employees do. So you have to be very, you know, I personally, I'm an HR nerd, so I am a big fan of personnel management. But just because I think it's such an important way to navigate a conversation around performance, I think we need to be talking about that. We need to be monitoring how we're doing. And our supervisors need an opportunity to talk to us about what it is we need to improve on. So there needs to be an open dialogue of some kind, and it needs to be more frequent than rare, but it's kind of similar, right? Like if we think it's going to be bad, we don't want to talk about it. Or if we think it's going to take a bunch of time and, you know, serve no purpose, we don't want to talk about it. You know, similar to employee engagement surveys. If nothing's going to happen by taking those surveys, nothing's going to change within the organization, what's the point, right?
Do you think that is this true regardless of industry?
I do. I've worked with multiple industries. I've been doing HR for 23 years, and I really feel like it's the time it takes to have the conversation that maybe isn't happening, or there's, a struggle to follow through. I think it's secondly the follow through, right? Like, what happens if they don't? What happens, now that we did go through all this process and nothing happened? And then I think bigger than that, it's just the conversations aren't really happening. So that feedback for how people are doing, or how the company is doing, or better ways that teams can work together to, accomplish a goal. Those conversations, those critical conversations, are just not being had, or not being had in an effective way. So, yeah.
Certainly, everything that you've said makes sense to me. There's resources that must be invested. And I think that that's probably the right way to think about it. Instead of sacrificing time, I'm investing it to do the thing up front. And then there's also resources that must be invested continually, and there's structure that must be set up and then followed. And not everybody's interested in that or capable of doing that or just don't have the headspace. I guess that there's a lot of reasons, which is why people aren't doing it.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that I do is, my trusted HR is meant to serve as a partner to executives trying to navigate some of this. A lot of times they don't see what someone on the outside, it's a little easier to see when you're not caught up in the day-to-day, and you have a little bit of an additional perspective. Serving as a partner.
I think that there's always a lot of value in having that outside perspective come in because, I mean, in a human system, we are all just spending time together. So there's excitement and there's love and kindness, but also animosity and acrimony and all kinds of bad things that sort of go along with being in a relationship, which is what coworkers are doing. So to have somebody come in from the outside and say, "Whoa, there's quite a bit going on here that I can see that maybe you're choosing not to or you're not able." So when you do come in, I don't imagine that everybody's going to be super excited to see you. So how do you come in without being a bull in a china shop or ruffling feathers to get people to actually engage with you?
I would say that for the most part, HR has a tendency of either eliciting fear, or kind of almost like, oh, we've got someone that can listen to us. So I don't tend to come in like a bull in a china shop at all. It's typically the CEO, CFO that is bringing me into the organization to begin with. So having that support and knowing why I'm there always helps. But it doesn't necessarily mean that everyone who witnesses me within the organization understands that. So the big thing is that I am always just trying to drive positive change. If I can do that by merely coming in and being a sounding board, to because they know that I am a trusted out and have that outside perspective, a lot of times they'll come to me with their concerns, and it's really great to understand from all these different angles how changes going on within the executive leadership team are affecting everybody else. So, I think that piece is critical, just because it does give that insight. And it's, you know, true that some leaders struggle with what is that truth, because what the information that's coming to them, and it's not malicious, I don't think, but the information that's coming to them has already been filtered a lot of times. So something that someone like myself can do is, you know, get all of the information, and then with our years of experience, filter that down to what's really going on in the organization. And so much of it is the decisions or the actions that leadership is taking, the different levels throughout the organization are interpreting that to mean X, Y, and Z. So my favorite quote, and it's on my wall, but you probably can't read it, is what you permit, you promote, what you allow, you encourage, and what you condone, you own. And so much of it, you know, sometimes leaders don't realize that the decisions that they're making have far greater impact to, you know, who they're promoting, can send a very clear message to everybody else of what kind of behaviors are, you know, acceptable or even recommended. And it can create a huge change, a huge ripple throughout the organization. So, you know, it's oftentimes the little things, and, you know, or big company decisions that have kind of derailed us or sent us off of a track that we, you know, didn't mean to hop off of. So,
yeah, I think that's, I love that. What you condone, you own. What you allow, you encourage. What was the first one? What you permit?
What you permit, you promote.
I think that we all can hear that and then look to experiences we've had in the past or at our current organization, be like, yeah, that's absolutely true. And because it is the way that it is, it oftentimes does require, shakeup is the wrong term, but somebody to come in like yourself and to say, okay, here's what I'm here to do. I'm not here to fire everybody or get anybody into trouble. I'm here to help your organization and you as an individual contributor or CEO get what you want.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And just help drive, you know, positive change. Just nobody intends to come to work every day to do a bad job. They want to do a great job. And, you know, it requires really good communication. Like we mentioned in the very beginning, setting really clear expectations about what we're trying to accomplish. And then that really strong follow through of, okay, where are we at? Are we on track? What are we going to do if we're not on track? And just get the ship sailing in the right direction again.
I certainly see the opportunity within probably a lot of different organizations, if not all of them, to be able to have somebody come in and do what we've described. And I also see when a law changes, just companies that are out of compliance, so they need, for lack of a better term, a project worked on. Does it break down kind of like that? Or is there a certain kind of engagement you usually have, a little bit of everything?
Yeah. So my specialty is coming in and being an interim HR leader. So this can happen when a company finds themselves suddenly without HR leadership, or maybe they, you know, are experiencing somebody out on maternity leave, they had to go through a termination, or somebody resigns and they've got a gap. That's what I specialize in, is hopping in and providing, you know, immediate value, immediate leadership, mentoring, coaching to the existing team, and then also that partner to the executives who are now undergoing that process of trying to find their next incumbent. And a lot of times it's just like hiring a CFO. If you don't know the right questions to ask, you don't know if you're getting a good one, right? So that's another piece that I can help with, is helping them find an experienced, vetted, you know, expert in HR to lead their growing team. So that's one thing that I specialize in. I also am hired by law firms to conduct internal investigations. As an outside neutral party, I can promise that my investigation is going to be fair, neutral. I don't know either party. And, you know, you get a more fair take on what's happened within the organization, and then also an experienced look.
Yeah. Is this, I mean, COVID has changed everything, but is a lot of this done virtually? Is it done in person?
I've done it both ways. I've had companies fly me out to be there on site. And then even do kind of a hybrid. I've worked with companies where it's mostly virtual. So I do it both ways.
It is possible to do what we've been talking about in person and virtual. Thanks, technology. Love it.
I know.
Well, Rhiannon, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage?
Yeah. So I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at mytrustedhr.com. You can visit my website. You can also find me on LinkedIn. And yeah, I've been at this for almost 6 years on my own. And I just love getting to work with leaders who want to do HR a little bit better than they have.
Yeah, I love it.
Exciting.
Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Rhiannon your appreciation and share today's show with a friend that also appreciates good ideas. Go to mytrustedhr.com and learn a little bit more about how Rhiannon is helping organizations to set expectations and follow through. Or if you have a project that you're in need of help with, check that out as well. Thanks again, Rhiannon.
Thanks for having me, George.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.